8 past 8. Time to talk cricket now with Jake Fraser-McGurk because he's been up in Darwin and he's been winning trophies. I've seen photos of him with trophies and I think he's been captaining teams up in the top end. We'll find out exactly what he's doing now. Jake, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
What have you been doing up there?
Yeah, just came up to Darwin for a little pre-season camp sort of thing, play some matches for the Northern Tide in the Strike League, and you're correct, winning flags as well.
And captaining winning flags, weren't you?
Yeah. So I was captain at the start and then had a little ankle injury. So James Bazley came in and captained for a couple games there, and then I came back and then steered him home.
It sounds an exciting competition, this Strike League up in Darwin, and a lot of the names that are part of the competition we know from the Big Bash League. Some of the, I guess, the emerging players in Australian cricket of which you're one of them. Talk to us and to our listeners about the calibre of player that was playing up in Darwin and what the league was like.
Yeah, there's some unbelievable talent that's flying around in Darwin at the moment. We had Wes Agar, who's played for Australia, who was our opening bowler for our team, so that helped us get across the line. We also had James Bazley in our team. He's also a superstar. And then we had Maxie Bryan, who played for the Desert Blaze. There's blokes like Sam Rahaley, who are like from South Australia, just up and coming, and Jordan Buckingham, Sam Fanning, Mitch Owen. There's a lot of these like blokes that have played all underage cricket for their states and they're all contracted now and have Big Bash deals as well. So they're all up here and they're putting on a good show for the NT crowd.
So you've just gone through that and now you've got a situation where a lot of the Renegades and Stars players are coming up, and I guess it's the almost like a pre-season camp as you start to narrow your focus on Victorian cricket to come.
Yeah, of course. So I think the Renegades and the Stars boys got up last night or this early, really early this morning. So I'm super keen to see a few of those boys. But yeah, and then even the CA teams and the NT and NT teams, like NT have Darcy Short playing for them. CA have got all those boys that I've said pretty much before. And there's a Papua New Guinea side as well, I believe.
Yes.
It's going to be a great time.
Jake, you're only 20, but it feels like it's a really important summer for you coming up to one, establish yourself, but then two, you know, can you go to that next level as a batsman? What have you been working on within your game, obviously up in Darwin, and well, how's it been going? Are you feeling a little bit of pressure only being 20?
Maybe a little bit. There's a bit going around saying, like, oh, he's been around for 3 years already, so we'd need to see something a bit more from him or something like that. But just working on trying to actually stay out in the middle a little bit longer and put a bit more value on that wicket. I know when I came in, I was, like, playing pretty free cricket. Not much thinking or pressure was behind it, but now getting to the stage where you're 20 years old, you're maturing a lot more, a lot quicker. You got to start, like Jason Sanger, he was an unbelievable player at 20 as well, and he still is, and he's even better now. So sort of someone to look at who you sort of can take a bit from his career. So, yeah, just working on that mental side of the game, most importantly.
So you talk about putting that value on your wicket. Now, that's tricky because there's a part of you that is in T20 cricket where you've got to score runs quickly and you've got to take risks. But then there's the longer form of the game that you have to stay out in the middle and you have to occupy the crease for long periods of time. How are you switching your mind between the two formats?
Yeah, it's more just like when you're playing the longer format cricket, as you said, occupying the crease a lot more and just making sure your defence and your technique is good enough. And that's something I've been working on with Bucky Rogers for quite a while, just making sure that I'm up to standard with that defence and then you can, sort of go from there. But in the 2020 stuff, it's pretty tough because, you know, with you come in and sometimes you need to come in and you're at 15 an over and you're just like, oh, like, geez, I'm going to have to go pretty hard here. And then you get out and then people say you don't value your wicket. And then it's all this, all that. But 2020 is a little bit different.
And I think, Jake, I would imagine that what you're able to do in second 11 cricket last year with those cluster of hundreds proves that you can bat long periods of time. It's not like it's something you need to learn. You know you can do it now.
Yeah, of course. And those wickets weren't too flat either. They were pretty dicey wickets. So there's always those sort of innings that you can fall back on and look and say, you know, I actually can do this and things like that. But I feel like I can do it pretty well. Confidence has never really been a bit of an issue for me, but I just got to keep doing what I believe I can do.
So through your pre-season, are you focusing more on red ball cricket and locking in a spot in that Shield team, or is it sort of refining your skills in white ball cricket where you might get more opportunities? Where's your focus at the moment?
Well, all I've been playing up in Darwin is white ball cricket. So we've had 2020s and one day. But in reality, I'd love to play Shield cricket and be a lock in that Shield team for the whole season. So that's probably where the heart lies. But it's pretty much wherever you get your opportunity, you got to take it.
And is there a spot in that order that you looking for? Is it 5-6? Do you want to get a bit higher? What sort of are you sort of focusing on in that situation to get into that Shield team and staying there?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty tough team to lock yourself into, isn't it? You've got Harris, Kofsky, Dean as well, Hanscom, Madison, Short, like there's a lot of those sort of blokes, and you've even got like Merlo as well. So it's not really a heap of spots. There's probably like maybe one or two spots if a couple folks get picked for an Aussie team or something like that. So you got to make sure you're always up there in the mix. So just doing well in that second 11 sort of stuff, and even in the one days helps you get the nod.
Yep.
Now, Jake, you took one of the most amazing catches that I've ever seen in any form of cricket last season in the Big Bash. Now, in the new world that we live in of NFTs and how they all work, have you cashed in on that yet?
I think Cricket Australia are doing like an NFT program that we had to sign off on a couple months ago. So that actually might happen. I'm not sure, but it actually might happen. So that'd be good.
Did anybody get? Did any photographer get a really good still shot of that of you up in the air? Like, obviously, there's the replays that we see, but you know, you see in the AFL that the photographers get the mark of the year right at its highest point. Did any photographer get you right at the highest point when you're in the air?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did. I think it was Quinn Rooney, I'm pretty sure.
Surely you've got a picture.
Yeah, I've literally got it up on my phone right now. I'm pretty sure Quinn Rooney took it. A good photo of it.
I'd have it on my wall above my bed.
Screensaver on the phone.
Hey, Jake.
I'll tell you what is funny. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, right.
It was my birthday in April, and one of my best mates, Will Parker, I'm sure you guys know him.
Yep.
Got me a photo of it, framed it, and gave it to me for my birthday. So there you go. That's hanging up in the room.
That's pretty cool.
Beautiful, beautiful. He is a good mate. Hey, as we let you go, did you take your golf clubs up to Darwin?
Absolutely. I took 2 sets up to Darwin, actually.
What's the handicap?
1.7.
Right. So if it's you and John Holland head-to-head at Peninsula, who's winning?
He would absolutely demolish me.
He's going quite well.
He's that good.
You're off 1.7. What's John off at the moment?
I think he's off plus one.
Plus one or something like that.
Jeez. Yeah, I think John Holland shot 68 not so long ago with a bad finger. So he's going along quite well. Jake, good luck in the preseason. You're great to watch. You're great to talk to. Hopefully we catch you again soon.
Thanks, boys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
17 past 8, Jake Fraser-McGurk from Darwin. So as I said, a lot of the younger emerging renegades and stars players are up there continue their build-up, because white ball cricket's only about 6 weeks away.
What do you think? He's ultra-talented.
He's got it within him. Mm. He's got it within him. And he's 20.
Yeah.